on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, Friday typically means an update from the Heritage Foundation. And back on with us this week, Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, good to be with you all.
You know, as I recently watched a debate on TV, and even before the debate, the topic of fact-checking came up, you know, several times. And it occurred to me, you know, we count on other organizations to do fact-checking for us. You know, is it something that maybe we should really try to do somewhat on our own? But I kind of want to throw it to you because I know that DailySignal.com, who is, you know, that's the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation and Heritage.org, you know, as they go through and prepare all the content that they have, that it just has to be a big part of what's done at the Heritage Foundation, correct?
Yeah, no, that's right, Steve. For example, the debate that you referenced this past Tuesday evening, we had, you know, our entire team of reporters, especially those that covered the political world, watching the debate and doing fact checks. And the way they go about doing that, for example, we have a story out that we put out that evening, say fact checking claims made in Trump-Harris debate. And we went through and fact checked, I think, like 17 different claims that both Trump made or Harris made. Actually, we may have 22 of them, I think it is. And some of that is the way we do that is sometimes using Heritage research where we know, like, we follow inflation very closely. So we can say, okay, we know based on our analysis that is a true claim or not true claim. But we also use other sources like factcheck.org. There's an organization called Snopes, S-N-O-P-E-S. You can go to Snopes and they do a lot of fact checking of different statements that politicians in particular make. And then according, there's also a lot of, you know, both former President Trump and Vice President Harris have made, you know, they've been the public light for a long time. So they both have made statements over the past many years. And it's not that difficult to go back and say, did they actually say this in the past? I mean, you can Google that stuff and, oh, there it is in Forbes magazine or, oh, there it is in the New York Times. So it's not that hard to, it takes time. But it's not that hard to find out on most things, not everything, but most statements they make, is that accurate or not? You know, I made mention to you, there was a comment when President Trump was talking about the abortion issue and the fact that there were places where children that were, they attempted to have an abortion, the child was born alive. And then in some places, he named Virginia, there had been governors who said we should allow the child to die. And the ABC reporter, Lindsay, whatever her name is, Davis or something, made the claim that that's not true. Well, sadly, it is true. There are a number of states, including the District of Columbia, who allow abortion all the way to term. And if a baby is born, in places like Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz actually overturned a Born Alive Infants Protection Act that the former Democratic governor before him had signed into law, he took off law. So there are, I mean, fact checking certainly needs to happen. Even ABC apparently needs to do a little bit more on their own because she was inaccurate on that point.
Yeah. And they were both inaccurate in some areas from the reports I've seen from post debate. And the other thing, you know, and I appreciate you mentioning some of the sources that you use or Heritage Foundation uses, because I did a search myself for, you know, fact checking and, you know, several, you know, results came up. And even before I clicked on them, I was like, but how do I know that this is a good source for getting information on how to better fact check? But there, like you said, there's plenty of archived videos and audio that's easily accessible. And some might even say, and it's crossed my mind, so I'm going to say it, as you find those, you know, are they AI or, you know, so it's really difficult, but it's important that we, if we're going to try to get the facts correct, that we stay informed. And one of the ways of doing that is through going, through, organizations that have a good reputation, like DailySignal.com, a good place to consume news and current stories. And again, as I already mentioned, that the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation. But yeah, moving forward between now and the election, which, by the way, is 52 days away. November 5th is a general election. I hope you are registered, and I hope you practice voting, especially on that day, or even earlier. When I don't have the dates in front of me, but the early voting will start at the county clerk's office here in Albuquerque. And then, closer to the election, shortly after early voting at the county clerk, it'll be available, in various locations around the city, and that's easily found. So, just do a search for it, and we'll try to provide that information to you, maybe post it on our website, but, be informed, and even to see, reports after the debate on fact checking. How off so much of this was. I want to say this too.
I just want to say, Steve, look, nobody expects every word uttered from a politician's mouth, or frankly, from any human being's mouth, to always be 100% true. And sometimes that's because someone's outright lying. Sometimes it's just because they're exaggerating. Sometimes it's because they're ignorant. So there's a number of different reasons that a politician may say something that doesn't then completely stack up. And a lot of it, Trump is very bad about over-exaggerating from time to time things that he says, like, everybody believes this. Well, I don't know if everybody believes. I don't know if there's anything you can find. Everybody agrees on this. But that, there's that. And then there's outright denying or pretending you never said something, you never had a position on something, or denying that you said something.
It's gaslighting.
It's totally gaslighting. And that, to me, that's the most disturbing trend we've seen in recent years. I mean, politicians have always made themselves, sound better than they really are, be more competent or more, take credit for more things than they probably should. There's nothing new there. But I think what I find increasingly concerning is the gaslighting, you said, just literally trying to recreate a reality, trying to recreate what, something that you said before, now just pretending you never had that position. It's fine to change your mind, but you have to admit you changed your mind. So that, to me, that's the concerning part, is people literally feeling like it's okay to distort the truth and know that you're distorting the truth because the ends justify the means.
Well, and there are those that are consuming these things that are being said. I don't want to go into detail because I don't want to give it any credence. But, things that have been said in more than one debate towards President Trump, stories that have been totally debunked by several news outlets, and the people that are using this material, they know. I mean, it's total gaslighting. One thing I do want to steal, and I think I'm stealing it from Sebastian Gorka, that talk back to the debate and fact checking, and of course the score on how many times they did it to President Trump as opposed to Vice President Harris, but. What he said was, listen, what these moderate, they should moderate, and what they should be doing, President Trump could say that the earth is flat. And it's not ABC News's or any moderator's job to say, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but the earth is round. It's our job as consumers to understand, to do some of this, or for the person they're debating to bring a rebuttal. And this is probably part of the reason why we're not going to see another debate. That, and in addition to that, as far as seeing another debate, so many people in the news business that are unkind or biased towards the left, saying that Vice President Harris won the debate, but polls are saying something else. And then there's another fact check. Right. Listen, don't trust necessarily polls. They could be accurate. The best thing you can do as far as, because what are polls for? If it gets bad, if it gets lopsided enough, are you going to decide not to participate? The best thing you can do is, I said it earlier, be registered to vote and participate by voting.
That's right. Absolutely right. I mean, I think it's fine to look at polls and try to see what other people are thinking, you know, the people in your state or your community or the country. But at the end of the day, those are also snapshot in times, and that may be what they thought yesterday. It may not be what they think 2 weeks from now. But it's more important not to, you know, unless you're looking at a poll of very informed people. And unfortunately, I would have to say that many Americans, and certainly even many that are registered to vote, aren't as informed as they should be about the candidates they're voting for. And I realize it's partially because they have you have to work at it. You have to work kind of hard at it at times, because there's a lot of stuff out there that's distortions by both sides. And so really figuring out what the bottom line is takes a little investigative time. But I would just encourage people, go to people who you do trust, whether you know, it's your pastor, whether it's somebody in your church, a friend who you know really follows these things. Find an organization or two or three that in news sources that you're like, you know, they may not always be right, but 90% of the time I feel like they're giving me the right story. Find a couple of very trusted outlets so that, you know, when you do have a question, you don't have to go to 100 places to find the answer. You just go to a few trusted sources. And I think that's a really good thing for people to try to develop, so that they can be as informed as they can be.
Well, I so much appreciate those comments and appreciate the hard work being done by several. And I'm going to mention here shortly. Let me start with this. I hope, listener, that I've gained your trust. And in that, I'm going to recommend that as you go for looking for the facts from places that you can trust, because I trust them. Heritage.org is a website, dailysignal.com, and then locally here in New Mexico, bettertogethernewmexico.org. On the website, you'll find all kinds of information leading up to the election, including information about the various candidates, how to figure out which district you're in, and to be able to download, when it's available, the complete ballot, so you can review that, and you know what you're doing before you go in, and if you see a name on the ballot or something that you're going to be voting for, to do a little research to figure out which, you know, which side of this issue or which candidate closely lines up to your beliefs. We've been visiting with Genevieve Wood with the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, great to have you back on, and we'll look forward to having you on again soon.
Same here. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Stay with us. Our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran. We're going to continue our conversation from last week about how to pay for college and three different ways to consider. That's coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.